Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio. It's Friday morning, July the 10th, and we're here today to talk about what an aha is, and hopefully we'll have a call. Hopefully Sue will give us a buzz and give us a real-life example talking about her aha. Before we get into that, I'd like to share some exciting news. This morning, Dig Coaching Practice released the Obvious Solution System, 5 Steps to Choosing Your Focus. The system's designed to help those who are stuck, overwhelmed, frustrated, and it's particularly designed for those who are impacted by attention deficit disorder or its symptoms, such as procrastination, impulsivity, etc. If you're one of these individuals, the system will put a spotlight on and help develop your ability to pay attention to what you're paying attention to and enable you to coach yourself or to accelerate your development through individual coaching. If you'd like some more information, go to obviousolutionsystem.com for information there, or if you want, go to digcoaching.com, that's digcoaching.com, and download a free copy of Finding the Obvious Solution When It's Not So Obvious. This is a free audio download that you can listen to, and after that you'll learn more about the Obvious Solution System. But enough on that. Let's get on today's topic. Today's topic is an aha. And again, while we're waiting for our guest Sue to call in, let's talk about an aha. As an attention coach, an aha is really kind of the holy grail. And we all know what an aha is, or I get it, or that all like eureka out there. But really, what is it? And I like to describe it as it's a significant or a sudden shift in what you're paying attention to that actually coincides with a comprehension of something that's always been, but to that moment you've never really paid attention to it before. So, like, examples of kind of an aha. Can you imagine the first time somebody like, aha, the world is round, not flat. It had always been round, but in the moment they started to pay attention to the markers, they started to realize that it wasn't flat anymore. That's what our aha is. In coaching, as an attention coach, what I do is I pay attention to what people are paying attention to, because usually when they're stuck, chances are they're paying attention to the wrong thing. So I tell you what, I think we have Sue is just calling, so let's bring her on, and we can talk to her about her aha. So let's see if I can get her into queue here. Sue, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hey, welcome to Attention Talk Radio.
Well, thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
You know, I don't know if I should do this or not, but I believe it's your birthday today, right?
Yeah, it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Any celebrating today?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, a nice dinner out and that sort of thing.
There you go. Well, hey, our topic for today is an aha and what an aha is. And, you know, recently we kind of talked, and you kind of aha, and I wonder if you would just share with our listeners, like, what your experience was, what your aha is, and just kind of tell us about it a little bit, and then once we get a sense of it, we can talk about it.
Yeah, well, we had been working together for a while on coaching, and you know, for quite a while, but my aha really just it came very unexpectedly, and actually it came in the morning.
Mm.
I got up. I was just doing some things around the house, and And that's how it came to me. It really hit me then. It's not that I set aside time to think about the things we were talking about, but it just came very unexpectedly, and it really was a moment of acceptance. I think accepting, you know, my true essence.
What clicked for you? What was the aha?
I think it was letting go. Because, you know, like some of the things that we were talking about, I really wasn't accepting I wasn't accepting it. You know, I thought, oh, that's like living with a curse or something. You know, that's not me. It's just you know, it's not the answer I was looking for, or what I was expecting, really.
For our callers, do you mind if I just kind of share with you like my perspective of things?
Yeah, sure.
It's interesting because you were using the word acceptance, and that sounds very therapeutic to me. And as a coach, I'm not qualified to deal with any therapy or anything in that realm. Coaching is just about moving forward. So, and it coaches you. It's kind of like it wasn't acceptance, but you shifted what you were paying attention to.
Yes, that's true.
And then our work together was kind of funny because in our conversations about what shifted is, you know, you have such a track record. You're so passionate about learning. You had gone from thing to thing to thing to thing in seemingly kind of random order, not knowing what the link really kind of was. But every time you just have an insatiable quest for knowledge and just learning.
Yes.
And I work together, I kind of, you know, as a coach, I just like mirror back kind of the patterns and stuff of what I see. And that one call that we had when you were like, I got it, was like, wait a second, that's kind of what I was born to do is learn. And there's a whole new beginnings because before I've kind of felt like what you had to do was you had to go learn something and do something with that learning.
Right.
And if you pay attention, when you described it to me, the shifts was when you quit paying attention that you had to do something with that learning, that you could just learn in general and use the collective learning either to communicate to others or stuff like that. It's like, wow, I can do something different with it.
Yeah. And it was life-changing too because it's just like, there's nothing wrong with me. You know, I'm fine, and I can, this is a part of me and who I am, and it's what I'll continue to do because it's just something that I'm passionate about.
It was one of, in our call when this kind of came together, the cool thing to me was, well, I think instinctively, I think I know what I need to do now, was I think, not your exact words, I kind of paraphrased it a little bit. And to me, it's exciting because when a lot of people come to coaching and they're like, you know, coach me to this, and it's like, give me the steps, and I'm going to get into the habit and do that. And as an attention coach, kind of what we do is we just kind of look at who you are, and once you shift and pay attention to who you are or how it works, that's what usually happens. It's instinctive. I like to use this metaphor. I work a lot with adults that have attention deficit disorder, and sometimes they'll make a shift and they're like, "You changed." I'm like, no, I didn't change you. It's like they were born left-handed, but they spent their whole life paying attention to their right-handed. And
right.
The moment they let go of that and they pay attention to that they're left-handed, I mean, everything's obvious to them. You go play golf, grab some left-handed golf clubs. You know, if you got to cut some paper, grab some left-handed scissors. So it's as simple as just shifting what you're paying attention to.
Yeah. But I think I was focused on finding this, you know, career path or something that was just going to be the answer to all my, you know. I thought that was going to bring me the happiness. But, you know, the reality was, you know, I just wasn't paying attention to, you know, I don't know who I really am, you know, and what I'm really led to do.
What was really fun for me as a coach to witness is in the minute you said, "Hey, I think I'm getting it. Instinctively, I know what to do." Your current position, your current employment, all of a sudden you looked at it differently.
Yeah.
The drain is you started all the possibilities. Like, wait a second, there's all kinds of things for me to learn. All of a sudden, you went like heavy to you saw it in a completely different light.
Mm-hmm.
And when we taught it, it was like, wow, I'm kind of excited to kind of go back to that because I realize now I can pay attention to it differently and there's so much I can do.
Yeah, it wasn't the curse that I thought it was before. Mm-hmm. When I had been thinking about it, it really, actually, it's pretty cool, you know, because I can, there is so much that I can do with that. And it just opens up new possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I didn't even think existed.
One thing I'd like to comment is people, when they come to coaches, like, you know, everybody kind of wants that aha. And one of the things is, well, how do you get it? And, you know, it's kind of counterintuitive because I think you remember a lot of our work together when we just, like, just take the pressure off. Just relax.
Yeah, I remember you kept saying that, and I thought, he's crazy. But, you know, I don't know of any other way of arriving at that without taking the pressure off, because once you do that, you know, you just open up, you know, the ability to see things differently.
And just for those that are listening and those who might listen, from a coach's perspective, just to put this in a metaphor to kind of understand, it's kind of like you have your intuitive brain, which
mm-hmm.
is insight, which is like, you know, Einstein, you know, like you see things differently. It's just the association. It just comes to you. Then you have the other side of your brain, which is like the rational side. It's kind of like it's the one that kind of goes through steps to prove it. And as we young kids, children, you know, they have open minds and they have lots of insight and they see things differently. But as time goes on, we build mental models or what I kind of call paradigms, and we reapply them because it's efficient. You can transfer it from one to another and learn and just look at the world that way. But when
mm-hmm.
something's not working for you, and you're stuck, usually what I find is people's trying to solve and look for the answer using their rational mind. And
yeah.
The rational mind takes them back only to what they already know and what they've already proven, and so that you're stuck. And as a coach, I spend a lot of time, let's just take that pressure off. Let's let that rational mind kind of go away, because it's that intuitive mind that
mm-hmm.
that sees things. It's that sudden comprehension of something by looking at it different, where it's like, oh, aha. Because
uh-huh.
as I talked about at the top of the show, to me that aha moment is the sudden comprehension of something that's always been there just because you looked at it a little differently. And the more pressure you put on yourself, the harder it is, because when you put pressure on you, your rational mind just kind of takes you back to what you already know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of fun because, you know, it's fun to kind of hear, like, you know, where'd your aha moment? Well, it came to me in the morning. Some people it comes to them in the shower, sometime in the middle of their sleep. If you notice that, it's usually when the pressure's off that you, oh my gosh, there it is.
Yeah, yeah. And I was really, prior to that, I was feeling pretty like a hopeless case, you know. So it came to me as quite a big revelation.
Mm. How's it just feel to sit there and say, wait a second, the world looks a little different to me now?
Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
Mm. So what I'm listening between, I'm hearing there's like some hope.
It's
and life like
changing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Sue, we've got about a minute left here before we kind of wrap things up. Is there anything else you want to say? Anything
God.
You want to say to just make a statement, or is there anything you'd like to communicate to others who might be listening or listening to this in the future?
Yeah, this was pretty powerful stuff, and I wasn't really quite believing it, once I let go, that was the key, letting go and taking the pressure off, that's when it happened.
And just relaxing.
And relaxing, yeah. Yeah, and I, you know, there was no timetable or anything, yeah.
And in a sense, it's relaxing. Just when the moment you relaxed and you could see what's always been there that you just never saw before.
Exactly.
You have been learning, researching, and just delving into it your entire life. So it's, you know,
yeah.
We didn't change you.
Mm-hmm. No.
We didn't make you anybody different. We just realized more who you really are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank you. Sue, for coming on and sharing this with the rest of our listeners.
Okay.
Thank those that are out there listening. We have a couple people in the chat room. And this will be available for download after the show for Attention Talk Radio. Please watch our site for upcoming shows. And, Sue, again, I'd like to thank you again and talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.